And welcome to another Friday edition. We are talking about the recent, or the ongoing, I would say, the Water Protectors Club at Hoopa High School and their involvement in some of the very important meetings that have happened around the state and in the community. And recently they had a presentation. It was on a Saturday. Invited the community to come down to talk about what they're doing. And so we have the honor of having Kelly Sorrell sitting in our studio. And yeah, so we also have Margot Robbins, who is the faculty advisor for the club. So we're going to be talking about, well, what are they doing and how, what did they learn? That's what I want to know. I want to know what you're doing and what you're learning about what you're doing. And what could you share to the community? We got this audience that goes around the world. You know, just like to hear your story. What does the Water Protectors do? And
we bring awareness to what's going on around the river and whatnot because we live on the river. So bringing awareness of what's happening to the river and all of these plans to take the river away from us, the little bit of river we have left for the salmon and us. They want to divert it. So what the Water Protectors Club is doing is bringing awareness to what's going on to the community so we have a bigger voice and we can be heard louder.
And you made presentations to people in Sacramento and other places?
I didn't, but okay. Margot did. I was not there that day.
Oh, okay. Humboldt Board of Supervisors. You made a presentation to Humboldt Board of Supervisors. What was that experience?
It was scary at first because I wasn't going to speak, but then Margot walked up and then nobody else did. So I was like, all right, I got this. And I walked up and I spoke to them about how it would be hard for me to tell my siblings that we can't go down the river because there is no river. So I spoke about that.
Yeah, that would be stark. Wow. Yeah. Because the river's always changing, but it has been changing on the decline for far too long. And so I'm really glad that people your age are stepping forward to tell us what's going on and how do you feel about that?
Well, I feel like younger kids my age need to start speaking about this more because I feel like when the older audience thinks, oh, wait, the youth are getting off their phones and talking about it, that's important if they think that we're actually taking a step forward with them. But it also sucks when some people think you're too young to speak about it. So I think it's kind of like, to an extent, I'm kind of like, well, you need to realize I live here. I'm not too young to speak about it.
Yeah, that's a mistake us olders we make far too often. And we all live in this world together, and we're all affected by whatever happens. So yes, we need to start listening to everybody's input. Because I find that some of the perspectives of younger people and how things have affected them are really important. And it, like, when I hear that, I go, huh, didn't see that.
Mm.
So, yeah, I remember when I was young and used to be, when we had the land on Mill Creek when it was pristine. Before they moved us off there to build the timber, the logging industry, that was not there anymore. But I remember coming back and looking at it years later, and it was just a channel of water going straight. When I used to have all these nice curves and bends and little pools playing in that creek and Mill Creek, and that was fun. Now it's not there anymore. But they're kind of restoring it, and that's nice to see. Glad I saw that, but. Yeah, you're going to have those memories when you're much older, but you're also going to have these memories about doing something, and that's what I admire too. So, how have you been received? What are you thinking about? Are people listening to you?
To an extent, I think people are listening to me. Sometimes I think they're not. But I know they are listening, I guess, in a way. Like, I know that they hear me and that they're understanding. But in my own, like, I've talked to supervisors at the school and I asked them to have a rally about this, but because we only have rallies for sports, I was thinking that they weren't listening, that I was trying to tell them that we should have a rally and have, like, because rallies bring kids together, and I was saying we should have a rally for this, and they're like, no, we use it for sports. And I was just like, wait, why? I was like, why are we using it for sports when we live here on the river? I was like, the river is not even that far from the school. I was like, imagine it not being there. Then what are we going to say? We don't live on the river anymore. We live by a creek. So to an extent, I think some people listen to me, but I know majority of the people I talk to do listen.
I would just like to add to that, that the meeting, the board of supervisors out in Eureka that she spoke up at, as did many other people, it was to support the board of supervisors sending letters to the governor regarding support of the Sites Reservoir and the tunnels, and that to withdraw their support from those water projects unless certain criteria was met, which to date had not been met, mainly protecting the river flows in the Trinity. And the Board of Supervisors did vote positively that night, and I think it's partially due to hearing from the youth.
Absolutely, I think so too. And so the rallies, have you actually had the rally?
No, but we do have a club, which was really nice that we got to have that. I mean, it was not that we didn't get to have it, but it was, now we have more people joining. We have, like, what, 23 kids. The rally, I don't think we're going to, but maybe if we could push, we could have, like, an educational day. We're kind of like, yeah, just an educational day. I'm still trying to work on that because I feel like I didn't start getting into the activism like this until Margot told me. And if I would have known sooner that this was all happening, I would have joined sooner. And I feel like that's what a lot of kids would have done, or still would do, because, like I said, we all live on the river, and we want to protect it because we want our grandchildren to see what a river is.
Yeah, and we want fish in that river, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So... what grade are you in?
I'm a sophomore.
Oh, you got a couple more years to go. Wow, that's good. There's always another school year, but then there's also out of school.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have any thoughts about doing anything that's, maybe it's not, maybe it's a rally that has nothing to do with the school?
We have hearings. We still have to meet up with our club about when we want to do another hearing or do another activity like that, but I would love to do more stuff along the lines of out of school, so we could, like, you know, bring people together more.
Yeah.
And maybe you could talk about that hearing that the Water Protectors Club had here in Hoopa.
Oh yeah, we had a hearing for the threats to the Klamath Trinity and Klamath Rivers, and we talked about the Trump Water Plan, the California Water Plan, the state, the Sites Reservoir Project, the Delta Tunnel conveyance project, the Westlands permanent contract, and the governor's water portfolio.
Yeah, those things that they're very negative things, and they're not holistic. They don't think about things. Well, how, if I do this, how is it going to affect somebody else?
Yeah.
And so you're bringing it to their attention. Hopefully it would change people's thinking. That's the purpose. I think we can't give up until people actually take action to allow us to be, or not allow us, I don't know, we're not asking for their permission to speak up. We want to be heard and take our feelings and our needs as important as theirs. So we have to come together and, okay, let me ask you this question. What would be the worst possible thing that could happen if you didn't have this club that you're involved with and you didn't make these presentations? What would be the worst possible thing that could happen?
All these plans could go through and be what, like, approved, and that nobody would know what was happening until it was happening. So, like, we wouldn't know that up on the river that things are happening, and we don't know what it is because we never talked about it. Like, I honestly never knew about a lot of these until I read about it from Margo. Trump wants 22% more water to the agriculture interests. He actually suppressed that the Endangered Species Act report that said he is threatening every endangered species in the Central Valley and Sacramento tributaries.
Trump thinks it's a waste to let the river run into the ocean. I mean, it's just so amazing that this mindset is incomprehensible. He says that we're diverting water to the ocean, like he doesn't understand that's where rivers are supposed to go. And if the river doesn't reach the ocean, there's no more salmon, because salmon have to come up the river to spawn. When we went to the hearing in Sacramento, they seem to be unaware that taking more water away from the Trinity would affect the Klamath, because their maps only show their water diversion affecting the reservoirs. I'm like, well, those reservoirs are on the Trinity River, and the Trinity is a major tributary to the Klamath. Yes, you're going to affect us.
Right, right. It's the whole American mindset about wasting water. And that's why they justify making dams to store the water. When they made the Lewiston Dam here, John F. Kennedy said exactly the same thing. No longer will we be wasting water into the ocean. Yeah, we got audio of that.
Wow.
So that's just the mindset of how the country is controlled by an industry that is agricultural base. California is one of the largest agricultural bases in the nation. Cotton from Texas is grown in the Central Valley. It's not a natural plant of California, but it takes a lot of water. So that's why there's this big diversion of Northern California water to the Central Valley.
Well, and it's like they're choosing the most water-hungry crops, cotton, rice, almonds. It's like, you know, if you need water, grow some plants that don't take as much so that there's enough for the wildlife to survive.
Well, gee, you're now you're speaking holistically. Okay, let me do a follow-up question with you. What is the best possible thing that could happen if you continue talking about these things and the Water Protectors Club continues to grow and spread more information? What's the best possible things that could happen?
More people get active in the protests to each one of these, and that we're heard more. I guess we're heard louder as not individuals talking, but as a group. People saying that we don't want this, instead of saying, having someone say, like, I don't want this, but like people are backing them up but not saying anything. But as a group, everyone's saying that they don't want that, and people are showing up and talking in front of these important people that are making the decisions. And I feel like that pushes them to the edge where, like, okay, well, they don't want this, I don't want to get in trouble. So I feel like it'd be more on the line. I feel like it would help when more people are more active in the fight.
Very good. Yeah.
I would like to add to Kylie's vision of lots and lots and lots of people standing up and or taking a stand against these water projects. And, you know, the result of that is that, that, like she said, the projects would not be approved. And not only would they not be approved, but the tribe's senior water rights would be recognized. The Humboldt County water rights would be recognized. And our rivers are back to looking the way they were 30 or 40 or 50 or 100 years ago. That there's no blue-green algae in our rivers, that there's plenty of fish, that the water is healthy, and we can swim in it all year round like we used to.
Yeah, we walk across the river on the backs of salmon. Those are the old stories. Yeah. All right, well, you got to keep those stories going, though. And your story about standing up to board of supervisors and talking and making presentations and doing rallies, those are really important. And I like to do whatever I can to help you. You got the radio station. We only broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So we have a limited amount of time. And so yeah, so you can come here and use the station whenever you want. If you want to, you can have a meeting here if you wanted to. Well, I don't know if we can fit 22 people in there, but you could make more presentations. You can give us more updates. So at some point, I don't know, I'm willing to meet with the Water Protectors Club. Let's start making out plans. What else can you want to talk about? What are the kinds of presentations you'd like to do? We got the studio here. We only broadcast around the world 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So we can fit you in. So you're welcome to use the station anytime.
Thank you so much. That means a lot.
Well, good. It means a lot to me, too. Anything else you'd like to share? Anything? Well wishes or whatever.
So we have a brief overview of all of those threats that Kylie listed earlier that they talked about at the water hearing here in Hoopa. I was wondering if we could go ahead and share that information today.
Sure. Okay. Go for it. And is it printed too?
Yes, it is.
Okay. You know, we could always put it on our website too.
Okay. We could leave a copy with you.
Yeah.
The Trump Water Plan. The Trump administration and Westland Water Districts are working to undermine laws to protect the salmon and previously established tribal water rights. Trump has said that the water is being wasted by being diverted to the ocean. Trump wants 22% more water to agriculture interests. He actually suppressed the Endangered Species Act report that said he's threatening every endangered species in the Central Valley and Sacramento tributaries. The Trump plan and the California water plan would both impact the Trinity and Klamath rivers, but do not include the impacts in their planning or analysis. Initial scientific review shows that the plan will likely negatively impact storage and reservoirs. Without enough stored water, flows or salmon cannot be released when there are dry or drought years. The Westlands permanent contract. The deadline for comment on Westland's permanent contract is passed. Westland has negotiated 1.15 million acre feet of water annually for the Central Valley Project. Westland's former lobbyist, David Bernhardt, is in charge of the Department of Interior for the Trump administration. This department makes water, land use, and the Indian-related decisions. The governor's water portfolio. The Governor Newsom Water Portfolio, or the plan for the use that transport of California water, prioritized three most controversial and environmentally destructive threats to California rivers: the Delta Tunnel, the Sites Reservoir Project, and voluntary agreements for agriculture. The Sites Reservoir. The Sites Reservoir Project would be 1.81 million acre-feet storage reservoir located near the Sacramento River, upstream of the Delta. The tunnel to fill the Sites Reservoir includes adding a large new diversion and two large new pumps at an existing diversion on the Sacramento River. A report by a top Trinity River expert shows that the Sites Reservoir diversion would increase temperatures in the Trinity River, harming salmon. The report also shows that the Trinity River reservoir storage, Humboldt County's water rights, and the Lower Klamath long-term plans are not protected as part of the site's plans. The governor wants to fast-track the site reservoir project. The Delta Tunnel Advance Project. The Delta Tunnel Project is a proposal to build a massive new water diversion in the Northern Bay Delta near where the Sacramento enters. Some of the water for the Delta Tunnel would be from the Trinity River and would draw down the reservoir at Trinity Dam. The Trinity is a major tributary to the Klamath, and during low Klamath River flows, water is released from the Trinity River reservoirs to avoid another fish kill. Remember, fish have to swim up the Klamath to get to the Trinity. The Delta Tunnel would greatly affect both Trinity and the Klamath Rivers. Intake for the Delta Tunnel would pump 6,000 cubic feet per second, which is 44,800 gallons of water per second, 360,000 gallons per minute, and 2.5 million gallons in an hour. They do not plan on shutting down existing pumps. This is in addition to what they have already in place. Governor Newsom wants to accelerate environmental permitting for the Delta Tunnel. The site's reservoir project and voluntary arguments for the agriculture. They're all part of a Trinity River water diversion plan that will greatly impact both the Trinity and Klamath Rivers.
Okay, I'll edit all that. It'd be just great. So, yeah, I could post these on our website as well. And I'll finish up the edit on it. And if this is all you want to talk about right now?
I would just like to say that when we went to the Sacramento hearing and one of the other water protectors and I stood up and spoke, talked about how these potential water diversion plans would affect our cultural lifeways and as well as the water quality. Those hearings are to get input. Their environmental impact report that they will be doing are required to do. So they had only planned on doing hearings in the Southern California. Sacramento was the closest one, and we drove 5 to 6 hours to get there. And so one of the requests we made is to have a hearing closer to us here that live on the river. And so they agreed to do that. And there is a hearing on the Delta Tunnel in Redding on March 2nd from 6 to 8 o'clock at the Sheraton. And so we strongly encourage people to go and attend that hearing and to talk about how this proposal would affect the people here who live on the river and to make suggestions for alternative plans. We think a good alternative plan is no tunnel. And also to give input on the scope and content of the environmental impact report. And so we're requesting that they include the effects that tunnel would have on the Trinity and Klamath Rivers, because right now those are not being addressed.
We'll definitely get that. I imagine you'll have a flyer that will make that announcement too?
Yes.
Okay, so make sure we get one.
Okay.
And we'll post that on our website and on our calendar too, and make PSAs about it.
Okay.
All right, wrap up.
Oh, I didn't think this far ahead. thank you for having us and listening to us and letting us be a voice on your platform. So thank you very much. This actually means a lot that we could reach more people without actually having people come, I guess. I think it's just a better alternative. So thank you so much for having us.
Well, thank you very much, and you're very much welcome. I hope to see us, more of you and more people too, and just use the station however you need to. Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.